This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, my next guest is based out of the UK. He's a best-selling author, international speaker, executive advisor, and someone who makes his living and his career and his passion is really about helping organizations use data and artificial intelligence to transform their businesses and to grow. His best-selling book, Cracking the Data Code, has been used as a blueprint on data for many businesses, and he's also the keynote speaker at this year's ITWare Business Intelligence Summit in a few weeks' time. Mike Begembe, founder of Lens AI. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael. Pleasure to be on the show.
Now, this issue of artificial intelligence, I think a lot of people look at it and they say, oh, isn't this just tech marketing buzzwordy speak? Is AI here? Is it not just smart automation? What is really true about artificial intelligence as we know it in the year 2020?
Oh, that's one of those questions where I could respond by saying, how long is a piece of string? I think the definition around what AI really is and is it just automation or is it not is something that a lot of people probably will not agree on, right? But the best way to look at it is that it's a continuum, right? So at one part of it is probably automation. At the other side of it is really looking at improving human decision making. And you can go all the way to the even further extreme and look at how artificial intelligence is replicating the human mind and so what some people would term solving intelligence.
So as a business leader today, if I want to be approaching this topic of artificial intelligence, where do I start to understand this tool that is now at my disposal that could potentially transform my business? For many who are not immersed with things like Bayesian technology and many of the intricacies of artificial intelligence, it can seem daunting from the outside. How do you become more familiar as a business leader with this new tool of artificial intelligence?
Well, firstly, let me give you some context to why I think that is absolutely essential and necessary. Is that around 75% of investments in artificial intelligence within the business community tend to fail. And if you look at enough of the research and a lot of the articles, they point that failure to the lack of business level or executive understanding around really what artificial intelligence can do for your organization, but also how you get it to work. And so I think there's two sides of this coin. Really, the tech community has to do a lot to demystify exactly what artificial intelligence is, how it can help business organizations in its entirety, not purely just from the tech perspective, and how leaders can begin to understand a little bit about how it's a tool in their arsenal for business growth. Often business leaders turn to things like organizational redesign, or acquisitions or new product development, whereas artificial intelligence is very much one of those tools that should be in a business executive's arsenal in transforming their organization for significant growth in this day and age.
And after demystifying it, the next step has got to be trying to develop using AI. How is this different to, say, how we've been developing just using general software in the past?
I think just by its very nature and the fact that it's effectively trying to mimic human behavior, human decision making, really means that executives can't ignore it. This is not the sort of technology that you can sort of throw over the fence and say, hey, tech team, come up with something great that we can do. If I was to tell you that artificial intelligence main use case was primarily around human decision making, I'll give you a couple of examples. If you look at Google, they have their algorithm that returns search results. That's effectively saying what it's addressing the decision of what results should I return to maximize the user's chances of finding what they're looking for. If you look at Facebook's EdgeRank algorithm, it's effectively saying it's the decision around what content shall I present to the user to maximize their chances of coming back. So if AI is really about decision making, those within the organization that really hold the key decisions that drive the functionality and the growth of the organization is the executive team. And it's really because of that, the fact that that's what AI is used for, that the business team, the business side, if you like, of that coin cannot ignore this technology. They have to get involved. And after all, they're the arbiters of most of those decisions. So they know most of them and they know how they work, right?
And I see you've done a lot of work in researching behavioral economics as well, researching the part that data plays in human behaviors and choices. And it comes back to what you were saying earlier, understanding that AI is effectively about decision making. So there is a very important interplay here between not only AI, but behavioral economics and decision making at the same time.
Oh, significantly. I mean, there's been a huge amount of research in human decision making, and actually, I think there's been some great books on how irrational some of that decision making can appear. Where, you know, we tend to look at people as econs, rational beings, whereas there's very many decisions that we make. If you look on the surface, doesn't seem very rational at all. And understanding how we make those decisions is key to understanding how the machine can contribute to that. But more importantly, this is where that we can work very well together with the machine. If you think of it in business terms, businesses could really look at how their human intuition and that expertise they have can work very well with machine calculation, which is significantly faster and far more accurate. Or how the human strategy can help with machine's tactics, you know, or human experience that a lot of these executives have. You see, this is the you know, the real crux of it. Execs have so much experience in their business and in their heads that hasn't been coded into a database, and therefore a machine cannot learn that. And you know, so they absolutely have to work together. And leaving that to a tech team, the tech team is clearly going to build a machine, but they're missing all of that knowledge that sits in the head of the executives. Where they know the little nuances of the way the business operates that hasn't been put into a database and therefore won't make its way to the machine.
That is absolutely key. As Einstein said, the measure of intelligence is the ability to change. Mike Bagembe, founder of Lens AI, is going to be the keynote speaker at the upcoming IT Web Business Intelligence Summit. Should be a fantastic summit. Look forward to meeting you there, Mike. That's all we have time for tonight. Thanks to sound engineer Mataba Taba Rodebe and producer Andres Matlang. We've got the full works with Richard Koch up next, and San Mohammed, the coolest cat in Cape Town, in the Jazz Lounge for our Cape Town listeners for the next hour.